USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is urging Congress to swiftly pass funding legislation and avert a month-end shutdown.
A small group of extreme House Republicans, they don't want to live up to that deal, and everyone in America could be faced with paying a price for that.
He emphasizes the importance of House Republicans honoring the bipartisan agreement that was negotiated with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. He says there will be potential harm to everyday Americans in the event of a government shutdown. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a 90-minute red state versus blue state debate. It's going to be moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity on November 30th in Georgia. The two governors, known for their public disputes and policy critiques, are set to face off after years of disagreements. Senator Bob Menendez is speaking out for the first time since being federally indicted on bribery and corruption charges last week.
I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
He condemns snap judgments made with incomplete information and stresses his right to the presumption of innocence. San Francisco's African American Reparations Advisory Committee has proposed recommendations to the Board of Supervisors urging action. Their suggestions, a $5 million one-time payment, guaranteed home ownership, back pay for labor, and property reimbursements. Critics cite constitutional and financial concerns, saying it would bankrupt the city. If passed, it would make San Francisco the first U.S. city to enact reparations. Tonight's Powerball drawing offers a staggering estimated jackpot of $785 million. The colossal prize marks the fourth largest in the game's history, following no jackpot winners in Saturday's drawing. The cash value of the prize amounts to nearly $370 million. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A new poll indicates that voters are against a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024. A nationwide survey conducted by NBC News reveals that over 40% of respondents hold very negative sentiments toward both candidates. Pollsters note that 74% expressed worries about President Biden's age, while 62% have concerns regarding Trump's four impending criminal trials. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun. A video from his spokesperson shows Trump at a gun store, examining a Glock. However, his spokesperson did clarify that he did not make a purchase, just rather expressed interest in wanting a gun. Trump, currently on a campaign tour in South Carolina, maintains a significant lead over other GOP candidates. President Biden will stand in solidarity with United Auto Workers this week by joining their picket line. He plans to travel to Michigan Tuesday, emphasizing support for UAW members in their pursuit of equitable compensation for their work. The move follows the union's expansion of strikes to 20 states, prompted by a lack of significant progress in negotiations with the big three automakers. FEMA is planning a test of the National Alert System on October 4th. The test of the Nationwide Emergency Alert System and Wireless Emergency Alert System will be going out at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time next Wednesday. The alert will be sent through phone, radio, television, and cable systems. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrice, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.